More than 1 million people poured into the streets of at least 120 cities across Brazil, the largest in a tsunami of anti-government demonstration that broke out about 3 weeks ago. These angry people are protesting against the huge cost of the 2014 World Cup, as well as rampant corruption in the South America country. Better health and education and removal of lawmakers' impunity are demonstrators' further demands.
We are protesting right now against the corruption in Brazil, against the wrong governance that we have. We have like people who doesn't really care about the population and the government, and that's something we gotta change. Our ancestors already changed it, we're gonna change it again.
With the successful resolution of the public transportation fare situation by reducing the fares, the newest issue of contention and protest is against a constitutional amendment that the Brazilian Congress wants to approve that will take from the courts the right to investigate and judge members of the National Congress.
So PEC 37 is basically a bill they want to pass that let all the congressmen do what they want to do. It limits how the public can investigate their past and what they're doing, and basically that's it. They do whatever they want.
The rallies have turned violent in Rio de Janeiro, Brasilia, and Porto Alegre, where the protesters faced police's tear gas, pepper spray, and rubber bullets. So far, at least one person has been killed in the turmoil. The protesters even tried to storm the foreign ministry building in the capital, Brasilia, smashing its windows and making a fire outside the building. Other government buildings, such as the National Congress, were also attacked. Here in Brazil's largest city, São Paulo, where a total of more than 100,000 people got together, the protesters made it clear that their demonstrations are a grassroots movement, not supported or organized by any political party.
I think our country has a lot of potential and we need to improve it, because it's really not in a good situation right now.
So far, dozens of people have been hurt and hundreds more arrested in the violent clashes that have rocked Brazil. The deadly unrest, observers say, could heavily dash the South America country's hopes as it prepares to host two high-profile global sports events, 2014 World Cup and 2016 Olympic Games. Reporting from São Paulo, Brazil, Ronnie Curvelo, Press TV.